Welcome to the online Kenyan Daily News Brief. President Ruto secured 162 billion Kenyan shillings debt relief with the USDFC for food security and is in Washington for DRC-Rwanda peace talks and a health deal. Northeastern MPs are pushing for drought to be declared a national disaster as 2.1 million face hunger. The Ngong-Suswa Highway is complete, while CS Kagwe announced 30-year leases for state sugar mills. Kenyan MPs accuse British soldiers of abuse. The UN warned Museveni over detained Kenyan activists, and rights groups issued an ultimatum to IEBC and EACC on by-election violations. Here are the key stories from across the country. In politics,
only two women are among 181 contenders in ongoing by-elections, prompting calls for urgent electoral reforms. Meanwhile, voter bribery and chaos have been reported in Bere North.
In business,
a court battle challenges Ruto's plan to sell 65 state farms. DTB was fined 500,000 shillings for a data breach, and Direct Line Assurance was fined 85 million Kenyan shillings for abusing buyer power. Equity won a digital banking award as Terumo BCT opened its Africa HQ in Nairobi.
That concludes today's news brief. Stay informed with theonlinekenyan.com.